Krishna.
A very, very warm and hearty welcome to Sri Vrindavan Dham and Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir. How many of you, I have seen some of you before, some faces are familiar, but some I am seeing first time. Actually, very few I'm seeing first time. Mostly I've seen everybody. How many are coming for the first time to Vrindavan?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. So everybody else, I'm sure, all look familiar. So we hope you will keep coming every year. You will try to come?
Yes.
Why do you want to come?
It's our home.
Yes, that's the answer. Our home means Krishna's home. Prabhupada's home. Krishna grew up here. He performed his pastimes here. And he's still performing. He's still performing his pastimes here. So Vrindavan Dham is our eternal home. And Krishna likes Chinese devotees very much.
Krishna
looks Chinese also. Looks Chinese, yes?
Yeah.
Actually, Krishna is for everyone. Krishna is not the god of the Hindus or the Indians. God is God. For everyone. It's not that there is a Hindu God, a Muslim God, a Christian God in the sky and they are fighting with each other for who will be supreme. There is only one supreme God. And in different cultures, in different traditions, in different religions, they call him differently. In some cultures they call him as Allah. In some cultures they call him as Yahweh. In some cultures they call him as Ahura Mazda. Like there's different religions, different traditions call that one supreme being by different names. So long as we are clear that the Supreme Lord is one, and we don't think anybody else to be the Supreme Lord, and we also understand that that one Supreme Lord has many names, then we are situated in knowledge. Because God has many names, it doesn't mean that we can call him by somebody else's name. For example, there is Achyutananda Prabhu, right? What is your Chinese name? Chu Yanbo. Right? So, Chu Yanbo and Achyutananda Prabhu, are they the same person or not? Yes? So, one person has many names? Maybe your mother calls you by different name? Third name? Still one person? But suppose I say, well, one person has many names, and another name is, I forgot your name. Your name? Rajendra Das, yeah. Suppose I say, well, because he has many names, so he is also Rajendra Das.
那么如果我说因为这个啊孙先生他有很多的名字，所以呢他也可以叫做 Rajendra Das。
Is it a fact?
这是事实吗
？No.
No. 不是事实。
But I may say, well, he has many names, so why not Rajendra Das?
但是我就会说，哎，他不是有很多名字吗？为什么不能叫 Rajendra Das？
The answer is that although he has many names, but Rajendra Das refers to another person.
但事实上呢，是说虽然说他有很多不同的名字，但是呢，这个叫真正的指的是另外一个人。
Similarly, the Supreme Lord has many names.
同样的，至尊主也有很多不同的名字。
Many of these are bona fide names.
很多的名字呢，都是一些正宗的名字。
Like Krishna.
比如说 Krishna.
Ram.
Ram.
Allah.
Allah.
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
And so on.
等等。
But there are some names that are not directly.Names of the Supreme Lord.
但是呢，有一些名字并不是神的直接的名字。
There may be some saintly person.
可能有，它指的是一些圣人。
Or there may be some demigod.
也可能是一些半神人。
But if we say that they are the Supreme Lord, and we say, "Well, God has many names, and this is also God," then that is wrong.
但是呢，如果我们说因为神有不同的名字，那这有名字，所以呢，这也是神的名字，那这样就错了。
So although God has unlimited names,
虽然说神有无限的名字
but we must understand that they refer to that one supreme person.
我们必须理解这所有的名字都应该指的是这一个至尊的人。
We should not confuse the names of others with that one supreme Lord.
我们不应该把其他人的名字和至尊主的名字混同起来。
Even in Greek and Roman ancient history,
因为在古老的罗马历史
there were many powerful personalities like Thor, Zeus and so on.
那有很多非常有力量的人物，比如说 Thor 还有 Zeus 等等
who were in charge of various activities and functions of the universe.
那么他们是在掌管整个宇宙不同的活动
a meaning. So they are demigods.
他们是半神人。
So we can understand that the concept of demigods is not only for India or Hindus.
所以呢，我们要理解这个半神这个概念，并不是说只是给印度教徒或者是印度人才有的。
It's only that the Greeks and Romans were not so clear about the difference between the demigods and God.
不是因为那些罗马的人呢，他们古代人，他们并不对这半神和神的概念不是非常清晰。
But Srila Prabhupada has taught everything so clearly.
但是呢，圣巴巴他把一切的描述的非常的清楚。
So everything becomes clear. Who is God? Who is not God?
所以呢，一切都非常的清晰，谁是神，谁不是神。
Even God has so many expansions, incarnations.
一边神还有那么多的扩展和化身。
So we should know their relative positions.
所以呢，我们应该知道他们那种相对的地位。
There are other categories of powerful personalities. We should know who they are and what is their relationship with Krishna or the Supreme Lord.
还有一个范畴呢，是那些非常有力量的人物，我们也应该知道他们是谁，他们跟至尊主 Krishna 的关系是什么。
So the word Vaishnava or real devotee can have many definitions.
所以呢，这个 Vaishnava 或者说奉献者这个词呢，它可以有很多的定义。
Can you give some definitions? Who is a Vaishnava?
你们可不可以给这个 Vaishnava 下一些定义啊？你们来举定义。谁是 Vaishnava?
Devotees of the Lord.
Devotees of the Lord, wonderful. Any other definition?
还有其他的吗？
有。
Those who practice the Christian consciousness.
Very nice, wonderful.
Those who worship Krishna.
Very good.
很好。
唱诵一次 Hare Krishna.
Those who have chanted Hare Krishna once.
第二就是有规律的唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And also those who are regularly chanting Hare Krishna.
别看他一眼就成为 Vaishnava 了。
As well as those whoever who have seen him they become Vaishnava.
Wonderful.
非常好。Those who have controlled the mind and the senses.
Not sufficient. They must also be connected to Krishna.
Yeah.
A devotee automatically controls. But yes, it is a correct point. And we get one more. Interesting definition. A Vaishnava is one who knows what is what. Who can distinguish between things. He understands who is God and who is not God. He understands what is the material world and what is spiritual world. So he understands different categories of Godhead also. So this distinction is very important. So Vaishnavas understand very clearly that the Supreme Lord is one without a second. And actually speaking, God is no name. But his devotees give him a name. Who gave you a name? Each of us has a name, isn't it? So who gave us that name? Parents. So, does God have parents? Or is he the origin of everyone? God is the origin of everything and everyone, isn't it? So then who can be the parents of God? So then who gave him the names? So his devotees gave him names. Depending on his various wonderful qualities and pastimes and so on. God has unlimited names. There are some names that are based on the Lord's power, his strength, and so on. Can you give some example? He's a form of the Lord who has displayed majesty, but a specific name, I'll give an example, Shaktiman. Shaktiman means one who is full of power, who is the origin of all power. There are some names which are given to God according to, or even the word, for example, Yahweh means all powerful. The Jewish people?
Okay.
The Jewish people, they believe in Yahweh. It's also the God of the Old Testament of the Bible. So like this, the devotees and followers and worshippers of God give him so many names. But among all the names, there is one name which includes all the other names. Which is that name?
Krishna.
All of you are very intelligent. So why do you say that this one name includes all other names?
Because he said
because he's the source of all sources, and he said because he has all the opulences.
Both are excellent, correct answers. And he said because he's all catching one.
Perfect.
One
layer. So all of you are great philosophers.
You are all
And you have understood our teachings very nicely, Prabhupada's teachings, the Vedic teachings very nicely. So Krishna is the all-attractive one. That is the meaning of the word Krishna. Why does someone become attractive in this world? What are the six things that make people attractive in this world? What are the six things that make people attractive to others in this world? Beauty,
wealth,
knowledge, strength,
fame,
renunciation. So when people have these six qualities or one or more of these qualities, a little more than others, then they become attractive to the people of this world. But let's consider some of these qualities in relationship to human beings. Let's take the first one you mentioned, beauty. What is the beauty of this material body? And how long will it last? Only for a few years in youth. And then when one becomes old, what happens to the beauty? And after we die, where is that beauty gone? Then let's talk about the fame. So many people have come and gone, big people. Who remembers them now? All gone. Similarly, strength. How much strength do we have? You have seen the Olympic Games, now you will have in Beijing. You will have many strongly built people coming from all over the world to participate in the Olympics. And some will be lifting big weights, 300
kilos.
Very strong. Can they lift Govardhan Hill? When Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, he was smiling. When the weightlifters are lifting 300 kilos, are they smiling? And when that same person becomes old, can he lift the 300 kilos? Similarly, knowledge. How much knowledge can we have? Can we know what who is standing in the next room? Can you see who is sitting behind you? So even right 1 foot behind me, I do not know who is sitting. So how can I know everything of this world? I do not even know what is happening inside my body. How the air is being taken in, how the lungs are processing the air, and how the oxygen is taken from the lungs and distributed into the bloodstream. How is it going on? I don't know what's happening. So where is the question of us knowing everything? But Krishna knows everything. He is everywhere. And his senses are perfect. So he sees and hears everything. He is in every atom and in every heart.
他在每一个原子当中，也处在每个人心里。
So Krishna's knowledge is complete and perfect.
所以呢 ，Krishna 的知识是完整而又完美的。
Similarly, what else is there?
同样的，还有什么
？Opulence, wealth.
还有财富。
The richest man in China.
中国最富有的人。
How rich is he?
他有多富？
How many billion dollars does he have?
他有多少个亿？多少十亿？多少几十亿？多少多少钱
？But is someone richer than him?
但是呢，有人知道他的名字吗
？And when he dies, can he carry even what is the currency in China? Yuan.
Yuan.
Can he carry even 1 yuan with him when he dies?
当他死的时候，他能够带走1元吗？一块钱。
But Krishna has unlimited wealth. The entire creation is his.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他有无尽的财富，就整个宇宙都是他的。
Even renunciation, Krishna is perfect in his renunciation, but in this world it's very hard to find true renunciation.
even 气节 ，Krishna 的气节也是完美的，但是呢，在这个物质世界，你要找到一个完美、一个真正气节的人都不容易。
Because Krishna has all these 6 opulences, these 6 attractive features in completeness, in perfection, he is all attractive.
因为 Krishna 他已经完整的又完美拥有了这完所有的六项殊遇，所以呢，他才是最具有吸引力的。
So the word Krishna includes all those names, all those qualities that make God or anyone attractive.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他具有这所有的品质，所有的富裕，让这个神变得具有所有的吸引力。
Strength, mercy, power, beauty, everything.
力量、仁慈、美丽。名声的知识，所有的一切。
And specifically, Krishna refers to the most intimate conception of the Supreme Lord.
尤其是呢 ，Krishna 他还特指这个至尊主的最为亲密的那一个概念。
In the Western Christian tradition, they consider God to be like an old man with a white beard, and they think, oh, he must have been struggling so much after so many years holding up this universe.
在西方的人，他们对神的，尤其是基督教对神的概念，就是一个白胡子、白发苍苍的老人，然后想他们挣扎那么多，他要维系全宇宙，为那么多的挣扎和那么的辛苦。
But and also they have no clear idea what God really looks like.
但是呢，对于神的长相，他们为什么没有什么清晰的概念
？What kind of clothes he wears?
他穿着什么样的衣服
？What kinds of activities he performs?
他做什么活动
？Where he lives?
他住在哪里？
With whom he lives,
他和谁住在一起
？They don't have an idea.
他们对这些都一无所知。
Neither the Muslims, nor Christians, nor Jews, nor so many others have much idea about this.
穆斯林啊，基督教徒啊，还犹太教啊，对等等，他们对这都没多少概念。
Most religions of this world consider, if at all they accept God, they consider him to be impersonal, just a formless thing.
这个世界大部分宗教对他们来说，神的概念就只是一个没有形象的一个个体。
But we understand from the Srimad Bhagavatam that the absolute truth is ultimately a person, the supreme person.
但是呢，我们从 Srimad Bhagavatam 里面学习到，这个至尊的绝对真理，他是一个至尊的人。
And that supreme person has a form which is all beautiful, all attractive.
而这个人呢，他有这样一个形象，这个形象非常的美丽，具有所有的，非常的迷人。
And he is the origin of all other forms of Godhead.
而且呢，他还是神的其他的所有的形象的源头。
He is the source of everything in this material and spiritual world.
他是物质世界和灵异世界所有万事万物的源头。
That is Krishna.
那就是 Krishna.
That is why, when we worship Krishna, we are worshiping the most intimate form, the most original form of the Supreme Lord.
这就是为什么说，当我们崇拜 Krishna 的时候，我们其实崇拜的是的，崇拜的是什么？那个最为原初、最为亲密的形象。
All other conceptions are conceptions of God at a distance.
其他的所有关于神的概念都是保有一定距离的。
But understanding the Lord as Krishna is the closest you can ever get to understanding the absolute truth.
但是呢，如果我们把神理解为 Krishna， 那这是我们对于绝对真理的最为亲切、最为亲密的一种理解。
And the home of this most intimate form of the Lord is Vrindavan。
而这个最为亲密的这个主的，他的家乡就是 Vrindavan。
And we are all sitting here right now.
现在呢，我们就都坐在他的家里。
In this most intimate abode of the intimate form of the Supreme Lord.
啊，这是主的最亲密的形象的最亲密的居所，就在这里。
So is Krishna not in China?
所以呢，我们说 Krishna 不在中国吗？
What do you think?
你们觉得怎么样？
He's in China?
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. But still he's in Vrindavan originally. He's everywhere by the medium of his expansion. But originally he is in Vrindavan.
但是呢，原初的他是在文达，原本呢是在文达的。
And he never leaves Vrindavan.
而且他从来都没有离开过文达的。
He likes Vrindavan so much.
他那么喜欢文达的。
And whenever he goes anywhere, he goes in his expansion.
不管他去其他任何的地方，他都是以扩展去，他都是他的扩展去了。
How many of you go outside to do a job or a business?
你们有多少人是出去做工作或做生意的？有多少人是需要出去工作或者做生意的？
We can raise your hand.
能举起手吗？
Okay, six or seven of you.
大概六七个人。
So, when you go out,
当你出去的时候，
you're going because you earn some money.
你需要出去是因为你需要赚钱。
What if you got a chance to stay in a, if there was a nice Krishna conscious ISKCON temple in China and you were staying inside, would you still like to go and work?
如果在中国有一个非常好的 Krishna 这些的庙宇，你们还想出去工作吗？
You may need to go to earn some money.
可能还是需要出去挣一点钱。
But you also want to live in the temple all the time.
但是大国很多人都希望一直就住在庙里算了。
So there is one solution for this.
那么就有一个解决的方法。
You expand yourself.
扩展自己。
The original you stays in the temple.
那个原本的你，我们就待在庙里。
And enjoys Krishna consciousness.
然后在 Krishna 世界中享受。
And your expansion goes to the office.
你的扩展去办公室。
And earns the money.
然后在那去挣钱。
And comes back in the evening.
晚上再回来。
But unfortunately, we cannot do that.
哎，现在我没办法做到这一点。
But Krishna can do.
但是呢 ，Krishna 能做到。
Because he is unlimited.
因为 Krishna 是无限的。
So even though he remains always in his home in Vrindavan, he expands himself to be also simultaneously present everywhere.
所以呢，即便这个原初的 Krishna 原本的 Krishna， 但是一直留在他的家里 Vrindavan， 但是呢，还有以他的扩展的形式无所不在。
So although China is also the home of the Lord.
尽管中国也是主的家
Japan
日本
Australia
澳大利亚
Africa
非洲
America
美国
Europe,
欧洲
Everywhere is the home of the Lord
每个地方都是主的家
Because the Lord is everywhere
因为主无所不在
But Vrindavan is the original home of the Lord
但是呢 Vrindavan 是主原本的家
And because it is the original home of the Lord, it is also our home.
那么就因为这它是文达文是主的原初的家，所以它也是我们的家。
So therefore, welcome home.
因此呢，欢迎你们回家。
It is the home of the soul.
这是灵魂的家里。
So Prabhupada, he made a phrase, he coined a phrase, going back home, back to Godhead.
所以呢，卡夫帕就造了这一个词，叫做回归家园，回归守神。
You know, in Back to Godhead magazine, there is a slogan, right?
你还记得那个回归守神那个杂志就有这样一句话。
So do you all want to go home back to Godhead?
你们想回家回守神吗？
Yeah.
But you have much work to do before you can go.
但是呢，在回家之前还有很多的工作要做。
You have much preaching to do in China. You have to bring so many more devotees.
在中国还有很多的传教活动，我们还带很多其他的弟兄们来。
Then you can go back to God.
然后你可以回归到神了。
So don't think of going back to God so soon.
所以不要想那么快就回归到神。
He serves nicely, preach nicely, bring many more devotees to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And then at the proper time, Krishna will take you to the Vrindavan of the spiritual world. That same Vrindavan in the spiritual world is manifested here in the material world, and we are here now. There is no difference between the two. So do not see this Vrindavan with material vision. With material vision, what will you see? You will see some dirt. You will see some people riding cycle, rickshaw. You will see monkeys snatching your prasadam. You will see noisy pandas coming and asking you for donation. You will feel cold and heat. You will see buildings and so many things. So don't get misled by this external vision of Vrindavan. Try to see beyond that by hearing. So see Vrindavan not only with your eyes but also with your ears. It is more important to see Vrindavan with your ears than with your eyes. You agree with this?
同意吗?
Yeah.
Why so?
为什么?
Yeah, they're useless, but still we can use them to some extent. We see the deity of the Lord. But we should not depend only on the eyes. They may mislead us. Therefore, we can certainly use our eyes. But they must be guided by what we have heard from bona fide sources. Right?
Yeah.
Just like if there is a doctor and you go to him because you have some health problem, he will study your body and he will come to some conclusion. But you are not able to reach that conclusion. You are not able to understand what the disease is and why it's happening. The doctor and you are seeing the same body. But when he sees the body, he sees something different from what you see. Why is that?
He's an expert.
Yes, because he has knowledge.
对,
similarly, let us say your car breaks down.
同样的,
and you don't know anything about the mechanics of the car. The mechanic comes.
然后呢,
he hears from you what's the problem, he takes a look at it, and immediately comes to the conclusion, oh, this is what is wrong, and he replaces the part and the car starts again. So when you and I see the car, it's just a car. But when he sees the car, he's seeing something different. It's the same car. But both of us see differently. Why?
He has knowledge.
Knowledge.
知识.
How has he acquired knowledge?
他怎么得到知识的?
He has heard from his teacher.
他是从他的老师那听到。
And he has seen what his teacher has done.
同时呢, 可以看到他老师所做的。 做的事情。
This is how you repair the car. When this problem happens, you do this.
你应该这么去修这个车，然后有这个问题的时候，你应该这么做。
Similarly, when we come to Vrindavan, also different people see Vrindavan differently.
同样的，当我们来到 Vrindavan 的时候，不同的人呢，他会以不同的方式来看 Vrindavan。
Someone comes as a tourist.
有的人是像一个旅游家来。
And just see some nice architecture, some temples, some crowds, and take some photos and goes back.
他们就看那些比较好的建筑啊，看到了很好的庙宇神像啊，然后拍些照片回去了。
But when Krishna's devotees come, they see Vrindavan differently.
但是呢，当 Krishna 复印就来了的时候，他们就以不同的方式来看待 Vrindavan。
Externally, they also see the same Vrindavan that the non-devotee tourist is seeing.
表面上呢，他们和那些非奉献者、那些旅行家看到的文章也是一样的。
But because the devotees have heard from transcendental sources, from the scripture, so they see something else beyond the external visible Vrindavan.
但是呢，因为这些奉献者，他们从这超然的源头，从这恰当的经典里面看到了真正的文章呢，所以呢，他们就能够以一种超越这个物质世界的这种视野来看待文章的。
So this is the mode in which you should visit the various places in Vrindavan.
所以呢，当我们在云南去拜访不同的圣地的时候，我们就应该带着这样一种心态去。
Don't get misled just by the external things.
我们千万不要被一些外在的东西迷惑、误导。
Hear nicely about Vrindavan.
我们要很好去聆听关于云南的信息。
And be in the mode of humble devotional service.
同时呢，我们要准备一种非常谦卑的奉献服务的心态而去前往。
And the Dham will reveal itself in your heart.
这样呢，这个圣地就会在我们内心深处得到揭示。
Sounds easy?
听起来是不是很容易啊？
Very nice experience to do that.
你如果这样去做的话，会是一种很好的体验。
Please relish your stay in the Dham.
所以呢，请大家呢很好的品味，就是当我们这一段时间。
Forget your bodily identities of who you are in China.
你千万，你这个时候就忘记你在中国是有什么样的躯体的呢
？And here, don't indulge in any talk that has not to do with Krishna consciousness.
啊，你同时呢，千万不要纵容自己去谈论一些跟 Krishna 之间没有话题的、没有关系的话题。
Make the most of your stay here by absorbing the devotional atmosphere.
我们应该尽可能去吸收这种啊，这种奉爱的气氛围，然后让我们能够充分的利用我们在这里的这样一段时间。
Help each other, cooperate with each other to make each other's experience wonderful in Vrindavan.
我们要互相帮助，互相配合，让我们每一个人，让我们彼此在 Vrindavan 这一段时间呢，非常的美好。
There will be some austerities, some difficulties.
当然也会有一些苦行和困难。
That is part of the tradition of coming to a holy place.
那么这是来到圣地的传统的一部分。
Without a little bit of austerity, without taking on a little bit of difficulty, a pilgrimage is not a pilgrimage.
如果没有一点点苦行，没有一点点困难的话，那朝圣就不叫朝圣了。
So if there is a little trouble, difficulty, don't mind.
所以呢，如果有一点麻烦、一点困难的话，我们不要介意。
That is all for our purification.
一切都是为了净化我们自己。
And also be careful about little things.
同时呢，也有一些事情呢，我们要小心。
Don't count your money in the public.
不要在公众场合数钱。
Be careful of people who come, little children who will gather around you and pick your pocket.
如果有人围着你周围要紧紧的拿你的钱包的话，你要当心一点。
Don't leave your valuables here and there.
你不要把自己有价值的东西四处乱放。
Be careful, especially if your passport and your things like that.
尤其是要对你的什么护照啊、签证啊之类的。
We have a free locker facility for all of you in our seva counter. The donation room there is free of charge, and you can keep your valuables like your flight tickets and your passports if you wish in that room.
在我们就这个，他们这个快递就是可以捐款的那个地方，他们专门有个可以免费存放您的护照啊，还有挺比较有价值的。贵重的财物可以放在那里，如果你想去放的话。
If you have any health problem, you can inform the devotees, and we will try to arrange something for you.
如果你健康出了问题的话，你也可以通知贵人，我可以尽量为你做安排。
Take enough rest so that you can be fresh to enjoy and relish the mode of service in Vrindavan.
然后你要好好休息了，休息好以后，你才能够有足够的精力去品尝在忍当的这个美好的体验。
We will work out a nice program for you.
我们会给你们做一个很好的节目。
For the next 6 days.
为了下面的接下来的6、7天。
Yes.
好吗？
好。
So tomorrow, you can join Dina Bandhu Prabhu for the Vrindavan festival.
明天呢，我们就可以去享受一下今天帮助大伙给我们的安排，就是他的那个温德顿的那个节日。
You would like to go?
想去吗？
想去。
And we will work out the other program today. Perhaps, have you planned anything for the morning or the afternoon?
今天上早上或者下午有什么节目吗？
没有。
Not yet.
Not yet. So we'll work out.So Krishna Balaram Prabhu will also be working on some program for you. Today evening we can go to the local temples. Yes? Maybe after lunch? After lunch? He will take you to some of the local temples here in Vrindavan. Not everything, but just a few because the time is limited.
因为时间有限的，那不可能把我们带到每个庙里去看，但是去在几个庙里去看一看。
Where can you meet? Where would you meet them?
在哪里碰头？
Okay, what you can do, maybe after this class, you sit for 5 minutes, and you work out with Krishna Balaram Prabhu as to where you will meet and how you will go, because some of you may not be able to walk long distances.
那么我这个课后大家再留个5分钟，我们跟那个培训班的任务上都讨论一下，因为到底怎么去哪里，怎么碰头啊等等，因为你们中间有人可能走不了多远。
Okay, so how you will go and where you will meet? That maybe those of you who cannot walk, you can take cycle rickshaw.
那么到底怎么去在哪里碰？你们那些可能不能走路的人，你就去乘那个 rickshaw.
Okay.So this afternoon, you can go to the local temples. So till lunchtime, you can maybe just stay in Krishna Balaram Mandir. Prabhupada says the whole of Vrindavan is within the four walls of Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Mm-hmm.
You stay here after breakfast.
那我们在这里打饭之后就在那样子。
Enjoy the wonderful darshan of our deities.
然后去享受一下这个美好美丽的那个对神仙的 darshan.
Enjoy the sankirtan in the temple.
去享受一下庙里面的kirtan.
And then when it's lunchtime, we take lunch with the devotees.
然后午饭时间，我们和会员们一起荣耀午餐。
If you like a little bit of rest before lunch, because soon after lunch, immediately you will leave for the And if you like, you can also visit our Goshala. Yes, some of you have been there. Yes, so you can all go for one visit to the Goshala also. Do you have cows in China? You like cows?
喜欢奶牛吗？
Yeah, so you can see them in the Goshala. So all this you can do before lunch.
这一切你可以看到，可以在午餐之前去做。
So that's the program for today.
今天的节目。
Vrindakun Festival tomorrow.
明天是 Vrindakun 节日。
And when you come back in the evening after Vrindakun Festival, you'll be very tired.
当你晚上下午从那个 Vrindakun 这个节日回来的时候，你已经比较累了。
Then you can spend some time in the temple and take early rest. And for the next 4 days, then we will decide. Okay?
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
She has read in Sujita is saying, we worship the original God, Govinda. So some devotees are asking, is the original God Govinda or Krishna?
Same. That original God also has many names. Gopal.
比如说 Gopal,
Govinda,
Govinda,
Shyam Sundar,
Shyam Sundar,
Ras Bihari,
Ras Bihari,
Nikunja Bihari,
Nikunja Bihari,
many many names,
很多很多名字,
all depending on his various pastimes,
这些都是取决于他的不同的逍遥,
and qualities,
还有他的品质。
Yes, Mataji has one question.
想问一下，就是我今天下午我们将去一些当地古老的庙宇，那么我们在一些庙宇怎么去品那些庙宇的能量呢？
So you mentioned that we will go to the local temple in the afternoon, and what kind of mood should we have in order to relish the glory of the temple?
A mood of humility.
谦卑的心态。
A mode of gratefulness that we have the opportunity to come to Krishna's intimate residence.
还要有一种感激的心态，因为我们能够来到 Krishna 这个居所，来一种感激的心态。
And take darshan of these wonderful deities, which have such a deep history of saintly persons and their devotion.
而且呢，我们要感激我们能得到这一个机会，能够见到这么伟大的贵宾者们，他们带着巨大的供养来崇拜的这些神像。
A mode of service,
还有一种服务的心态。
A mode of anticipation,
期待的、渴望的心态。
Yes, that's the mode.
这就是应该有这样的心态。
All right.
好不好？
好。
All eager and ready to go.
大家都准备好渴望的去吗？
Okay, I will also meet you another time in your 6 days here.
但是六接下来六天呢，我还会有一次跟您见面。
Although I'm not sure whether I will be able to come with you for parikramas, but at least we will try to spend some time like this.
当然我不能肯定我会不会有时间跟你们一起出去朝圣，但是至少我们会有这样一个机会。
But you have to make one promise.
但是你们要做一个承诺。
What is that?
什么程度啊？
And you will be happy.
就是你们要快乐。
For these 6 days at least.
至少在接下来的六天，你们要很快乐。
If you're happy for these 6 days, then you'll be happy for the other 359 days.
如果你们接下来的六天快乐的话，那再接下来359天，你们也会很快乐。
Carry Vrindavan down with you in your heart.
我们要把 Vrindavan down 带在我们的心里带回去。
No customs duty.
Right.
No customs duty you have to pay. You know when you come in the airport, you have to declare what foreign goods you have brought, and they charge you duty, extra tax on that.
你不用当海关，不用付税的，带回去。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki
jai.
China Yatra ki
jai.
Hare Bol.
Hare Bol.
Some,
you
can
hear some, you can hear some. Oh,
really?
Hello, 下午的